去今天就借帮我翻译 with the Lord's word to help translate today. I remember his father just came to our church to meet him.
I also remember when his parents first came to the church.
I remember when his parents first came to the church. I never would have imagined that one day their
child would help. God certainly works in mysterious ways. I remember 2 years ago during Labor Day weekend, I also gave a message. In the blink of an eye, 2 years have passed. Maybe we don't see each other very often because we worship
differently.
But from these letters and just from talking, we can learn more about each other's situations. I'm sure that all of us often face challenges or difficulties in our everyday lives. But we do face a lot of difficulties and challenges in our lives. I remember last year, before me and Alice went back left for Asia, that we saw a lot of churches where they were facing a lot of difficulties. But we also saw God working in a lot of the churches and helping them overcome those difficulties. So we praise God for His mighty hand and just like helping them reach that fairy tale ending.
童话故事怎么结尾? How fairy tale ends? Always end with happily ever after. 怎么样结束呢? 都是说从此过着幸福快乐的生活。 但是今年我们回到美国的时候, 发现不是这么一回事。
But once we came back to America, we realized that it wasn't that kind of happy ending.
在现实生活当中, 我们发现我们的困难不是一下子就过去, 而常常是一波未平, 一波又起。
In real life, we realize that problems don't just end, they keep coming back in waves. It's almost like an infinite amount of challenges. In our work, in our finances, in our lives. In our workplace, in our families, it's also like this. Even in churches and fellowships, we also see this happen. So we often ask ourselves, why does our loving Father in heaven let these challenges affect us?
这也是我的疑问。
And this is also my question.
直到有一次在标杆人生这本书看到这句话。
Until I saw a line in this book.
在每一个问题背后, 神都有他的目的。
God has a purpose behind every problem.
平常我们看问题呢, 总是觉得这是运气不好。
Whenever we see a problem, we're just like, oh, that's just unlucky.
或是因着别人的错，或是因着我们自己的错所带来的。
Or, oh, it's someone else's fault, or I, it's my fault.
当遇见生活生命当中大大小小的难处问题，我们都想逃避，我们不想面对。
So, but any problem, big or small, we all want to avoid it, we don't want to face it.
但是我们是不是相信，在每一个难处背后，都有神他的目的？
But don't we believe that God always has a purpose behind it?
常常是神用来磨练、塑造、教导我们，更是帮助我们长大成熟的一种方式。
Oftentimes, God uses these difficulties to sharpen us, to train us, and to teach us, to grow us into a better person.
大家相不相信我们所面对的挑战难处是神所容许的呢？
Do you believe that these difficulties and challenges is something that God allows?
相不相信神的给我们碰见的难处都是有他的美意跟目的在其中呢？
Do you believe that it's all because of God's perfect will and His purpose?
当我碰到挑战难处的时候，第一个问题是为什么？
Whenever I think of difficulties or challenges, I always say why.
而且说为什么是我 ？Why me？ 但是当我们生命里在遇见难处问题的时候，让我们不要专注在为什么。
Brothers and sisters, let's not dwell on the why.
让我们专注在 why。神在这些问题背后的目的是什么
？What is the purpose of the challenge？
我相信大家都很熟悉耶利米的这段经文。
I'm sure everyone's familiar with this particular passage.
念中文的部分，他说：“耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，是要叫你们末后有指望。”
For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you hope, to give you future.
大家朋友们注意，中文的意念，它在英文翻成计划。
In Chinese, when you translate over to English, it's a plan.
是的，神在我生命当中有很多他美好的计划。
Certainly, God has a lot of wonderful and perfect plans in our lives.
大家相信这些挑战难处也是神计划的一部分。
Do you also believe that these problems and difficulties are also part of that plan?
我们遇见这些事情不会是白白受苦。
When we face these challenges, they're not in vain or a waste.
而且不只是一个结局。
And it's also not an ending.
而是一个过程。
It's a process.
所以像英文所说的，我们能够有 future and hope， 我们能够有一个将来，我们能够有所盼望。当然，很多人，包括我自己，我常常希望有一个完美的世界。
Of course, like a lot of us, for sure, we don't all want a perfect world, perfect life.
没有风暴，没有雨雪，没有挑战，没有难处。
No storms, no rain, no challenges.
这样的世界多好。
What a perfect world that would be.
今年，就我在每个林良看到一个小故事。This year, I saw how Daily Bread is a small story. 提到亚利桑那州大学在亚历山大州的沙漠里带了一个好几个 acre 的玻璃温室。
So I saw a story in the Daily Bread about Arizona University. They built a giant glass dome in the desert.
它叫做 Biosphere 2。他们想要尝试去造一个完美的世界。
They wanted to replicate a perfect world.
在这个环境里面，不只是没有风暴。而且阳光、水分、空气、温度、湿度、养分，都是在一个完美的状况当中。
So not only were there not like wind or rain, but oxygen, temperature, sunlight, all these other essential nutrients were at a perfect balance.
他们想知道植物在这样的环境怎么样成长。
The scientists want to know how plants would grow in such an environment.
果然，树木种下去，在没有风、没有雨、没有外力的影响之下，这棵树。长得又快又大又茂盛又鲜绿。
And when they planted the plants with no like rain or other adverse conditions, the plants grew up to be very strong, big, and beautiful.
但是忽然有一天，在没有风、没有雨、没有外力的情况之下，这棵树忽然轰隆一声倒下来了。
But then one day, without the wind and the rain, the
所以这三个就 fell over。
科学家很惊讶，不知道发生什么事。
The scientists were very surprised. They didn't know what's happening.
后来发现，经过研究发现说，在平常的环境，因为有风霜雨雪，树干会更坚韧。经过风暴，树根会抓得更牢。
And then they realized that in normal conditions, with the wind and the rain, the tree trunks would strengthen, and then the roots would grab the soil better.
但是在没有风吹雨打的环境中，最后树竟然为自己的重量把自己压垮了。
But without those conditions in the biosphere, the tree was too weak to even support its own weight.
今天神是容许风霜雨雪，或者说挑战难处临到我们。
And God similarly uses allows storms and difficulties in our lives.
是有它的目的，是有它的美意。
To have its purpose and its plan.
我相信我们在座的父母亲，我们是不想看到我们儿女受苦。
As a parent, we don't want to see our children suffering.
但是耶利米还是跟我们说，人在幼年负轭，这原是好的。
But also says, and it is good for people to submit at an early age the yoke of his discipline.
其实我们在年轻的时候，如果能够受过一些挫折、压制、患难、困苦。
If at a young age we are actually able to overcome these difficulties and challenges,
如果能够学会坚韧、纪律、顺服、忍耐
if we can learn patience, perseverance, and obedience,
如果他们没有经历过神的大能、恩典、信实、智慧
if we haven't experienced God's power, grace, His faithfulness, and wisdom,
如果他们不知道在生命当中可以依靠神、可以依靠神的美意。
If they don't know that they can rely on God to depend on His graciousness,
其实以后年纪渐长，他们会受更大的苦。
When they grow up to be older, they'll have to suffer much more.
是的，没有人喜欢患难困苦。
Of course, none of us like the suffering.
但是我们相信每一个苦，患难困苦都是必要的。
But we believe that all the difficulties and suffering are necessary.
都是有目的的。
There's always a purpose.
都是对我们有利的。
And it is a benefit for us.
最近我在带一群年轻人查创世纪。
So I'm leading a Bible study on Genesis.
我们都记得约瑟最后他哥哥向他哥哥说的话。
We all remember what Joseph said to his brothers.
他说你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思是好的。
You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good.
神的意思原是好的 God meant it for good 今天我们在患难当中是不是也能够相信神的目的跟美丽
Even if our difficulties today can we still believe that God has a good plan for us
今天我们要看一个大家非常熟悉的故事
Today we're going to look at a very familiar passage
耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱了不只是五千可以说是上万的人人群在那里
Jesus feeding 5,000, no, maybe even 10 or 20,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
那天发生什么事情呢？其实那天耶稣是要带门徒去退休，就像今天我们教会弟兄姐妹去 Lynchburg 退休会。
Actually, what happened in the background is Jesus actually wanted to take his disciples to a retreat, kind of like our brothers and sisters in Virginia.
但是到了目的地的时候，发现有上万的人在等他们。
But when they arrived at the retreat location, they found 10,000people.
圣经说耶稣看见他们就怜悯他们
When Jesus saw them, he had compassion on them.
所以这个退休会就变成陪灵布道会
So this retreat turned into like a big conference.
他用一天的时间在那边传讲神国的信息而且医治好他们许多的疾病
So he spent the whole day teaching and healing sicknesses.
这样子忙碌的一天到傍晚的时候太阳要下山的时候问题来了
So after this very long and busy day when the sun's still prominent,
耶稣在这边看到那么多人，他就对腓力说：“我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？”
So Jesus saw all these people and he said to Philip, "Where can we buy bread to feed these people?"
我觉得耶稣所问的这个问题，他的 keyword， 他的要词是从哪里。
So I believe that the keyword here is the word where.
这也是我们基督徒弟兄姐妹们常有的问题：我们从哪里得到资源、 一个人，包括我们这些跟这些其他人，他们需要怎么去满足。
Where do we go as Christians to satisfy the needs and、the cravings of ourselves and others?
这是耶稣的问题。
This is Jesus' question.
但是下面有一个注解，他说，他说这话是要试验腓力。耶稣自己原则不到什么心。
But there's a catch. He said this to see what Philip would say, because Jesus knew what he would do.
很多人以为是试验我们，是要看看我们今天情况。
A lot of people think that God tests us to see like, how our situation is.
但是我相信全能的神不需要经过试验，他早就知道我们今天情况为何。
But I'm sure that God doesn't need to test us to know that because he already knows.
他知道彼得会不认他，他知道犹大会出卖他。
He knew that Peter would deny him. He knew that, that Judas would betray him.
他本来就知道。
He already knew.
其实试验不是要让神知道。试验是要让我们知道我们现在在哪里。
God doesn't test us for His benefit. He's testing us so we would know.
我们不足的地方在哪里。
We would know where we need to grow.
这边讲说，耶稣自己原知道要怎么样行。Jesus knew what He would do. 让我们好好记得这个事实：每一个难处问题，并不是在发生之后，父神才来帮助我们。
It's not these difficulties on our business, it's not after that God comes and helps us.
发生以前，神就知道，而且神容许发生，容许它发生，是因为他知道他怎么样来使用这些挑战难处。
Even beforehand, God already planned it, and He already planned out how He would help us.
我们常以为说，早知道，早知道，我们就可以避开这些。
We often say, if only I knew, if only I knew, to avoid problems.
神的看法是他早知道，但是他要借着这些挑战难处来帮助我们。
So God already knew, but He still uses these difficulties to challenge us.
但是我们仍有一些不好的问题。
But we have some bad problems of our own.
说中文有点绕，说遇见问题的时候，我们的问题是什么呢？第一个是我们不愿意去面对。
A bigger problem we have is that we don't like them, so we avoid them.
门徒们说：“这是眼睛，让他们自己去找吃的。”
The disciples were saying, "Hey, this isn't our problem. Let them go and find their own food."
我们说这不是问题，或者说这是他们的问题，不是我们的问题。
So we say, "Oh, this is our problem, or this isn't our problem. It's theirs."
第二个呢，我们不了解问题。
The second problem is we don't understand the problem.
父母常常不知道儿女的问题所在，坦白说，儿女们也不知道父母的问题所在。
Parents often don't understand the challenge of the children, and the children don't understand the struggle of the parents.
不了解问题，就想要去解决问题，常常是一个方便吗？
Oftentimes, when you don't understand the challenge, you try to solve it, it just becomes worse.
腓力说，二十两银子，他们吃一点都不够的。
Philip said, even if we had 200 denarii, that wouldn't buy enough bread for them to have a single bite.
碰到问题，大多数人的想法就是用钱来解决。
Their problem, like, let's use money to solve it. We just need to have more money. We just have to earn more money.
不好意思说，我们教会是不是也要大家奉献更多的钱？
And also our church, we just offer up more money.
我们就不会有问题吗？
And then we wouldn't have any problems.
我的经验是钱越多，问题越多。 My experience is when we got more money, we got more problems.真的了解问题所在吗？而且我们愿不愿意去解决
？And also, are we willing to solve the problem?
就是二十两银子不够，怎么去解决呢？真的，平常有一个人八个月的薪水不能够解决，那就不要解决了。Let it be.
Philip said, "We don't even have this much money to have a single bite, so let's just not solve it."
但是大家都知道这个故事，有一个人叫安德烈。
We all know that there's a person named Andrew. us to learn and to practice and exercise.
像那这段经文，我们先请中文会的人来念中文，然后下一页会简单的念英文。我们中文的先来，请。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我的圣灵将神的爱浇。Let's read it in English together. Good.
We also with our troubles, because we know that these troubles produce patience, and patience produces character, and character produces hope. And this hope will never disappoint us, because God has poured out His love to fill our hearts. He gave us His love through the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to us.
当我们患难当中，怎么能够有喜乐？
In our trials and sufferings, how can we have joy?
How can we have joy at the time of trouble? 这是不可能的事情，但是保罗要我们看远一点。
But Paul wants us to look further down the road.
我们要患难为神忍耐。
Because suffering produces patience.
我们常说我有耐心啊。
I remember first starting out, you have to consciously think of every move you're going to make. And my wife was telling me, and I was telling my wife, don't talk to me, I need to concentrate.
我们知道，但是经过了三十几年到今天，我今天早上一跳上车就开来了，我想都没有想。 所以在每一个难处背后，我们希望能够抓住这个机会来学、来练习。
So behind every difficulty, we want to take an opportunity to exercise and to learn.
我们从那个见证是一个开始，不是一个结束。
That testimony is a beginning, not an end.
因为从那个时刻开始，我们的一生都是见证。
Because from that point onward, our entire life becomes a testimony.
我们周围的人都在看我们怎么去面对我们的难处、困难，面对别人的攻击、挑战。
Everyone else is watching how we approach challenges, how we approach it when people attack us.
其实，对我们的小孩也好。
Whether to be dear children or to people, to people trying to lead to Christ, it's not the words that we say, but how we actually go and solve the problems that they'll see. I saw how they approached their difficulties. I saw how they approached when people attacked them or slandered them or injustice in general. So remember, in every difficulty, it's another opportunity to teach and to show others.
While
working at IBM for over 17 years, I felt like every day I was trying to solve a problem.
坦白说，技术上的问题我比较不怕。
Actually, the technical problems I wasn't that scared of.
我们都说处事容易，处人难，人的问题才是非常非常难解决的。
There's a way to say it's easy to deal with things, but less to deal with people.
但不管如何，我记得17年几乎每一天在工作上就是尝试要解决问题。
And over those 17 years, every day I just had to solve that kind of problem.
有一段时间我们的问题非常非常多。
And then there's a period of time where we had a lot of challenges.
大家也听过我的外号叫鱿鱼王子。 所以我每天都是鱿鱼，带着苦瓜脸去上班。
So then the period I was like very depressed and I would have a gloomy face on.
那时候我的manager我的经理已经快开始一件了。
But my manager was, every day was very happy and excited.
我知道他是基督徒。
And he was a Christian.
但是我每天看到他们在那边笑，我说你在笑什么？
Every time I saw him smiling every day, I said, what are you smiling about?
怎么会笑得出来？有一天我忍不住就问他说，你怎么能够在这样的情况还带着笑容？
Oh, how can you wear a smile when there's so many problems, so many difficulties to face?
The answer, Andrew, if you don't like solving problems, don't be in this business. 他跟我说, Andrew, 如果你不喜欢解决问题的话，这个行业可能不适合你。他觉得问题也是一个挑战。他觉得说，小孩子们玩个电脑游戏有什么好玩呢？ 在真实的人生当中，如果我们能够解决问题，这才是真正有意义的。
He thought that solving problems was fun, so in real life, we have actual challenges, we have something to actually solve.
他跟我说，试着做一个解决问题的人，而不要做一个制造问题的人。用英文说，try to be a problem solver. solve the problem. 在学校呢，大家上课学习新的知识，但是我也做助教，我在带后面的人，然后帮忙解决研究上的问题。
So at school, I was learning in class, but also as a TA, I was teaching other students and solving department problems.
去工作过的就知道，一进到职场，还是要学好多的事情。而且职场上久了以后，我们只有上司，我们有下属，我们做很多的训练，然后解决很多很多的问题。
Even working with so many new things, you have to learn, and people above you, below you, to teach, and a lot of problems to solve.
我去年都在全世界本来要学，但有机会，我希望能够传承，但是也是试着。
So we not only have physical problems that we need to solve.
那教导他们，因为我们心里需要，我们知道需要生活的这些道理，甚至我们心里需要得到医治。
But Jesus was also trying to solve our psychological problems, our mental problems.
这是有灵的问题，我们灵里沉睡的，我们不认识神，不知道如何面对罪，我们没有办法有永恒的生命。但是神耶稣。
So our spiritual problems, how we were dead in our sin, and God had to send Jesus to help and rectify and redeem us.
我不知道弟兄姐妹今天在生活当中，刚刚我们分享的这三个，是不是这三个都有存在
？I don't know if brothers and sisters you've been able to participate in all three of these.
所以我说，碰到困难痛苦，这是一个机会，让我们能够去解决问题。
So when we see challenges or we're met with difficulties and opportunity to solve it.
我们家里有很多隐藏的问题，说不定这个时候出来。
Maybe at home there's a lot of hidden problems and now they're surfacing.
我们在专业工作上有一些问题，说不定现在出来。
Maybe at our workplace, all these hidden problems are surfacing.
现在我们教会团结，说不定有一些问题现在显露出来。
And now maybe some hidden problems in the church are starting to be revealed.
与其往后跑，我们要往前跑。这是神的恩典，让我们有机会来解决这些问题。
Let's not run the other way, but face it head on. This is God's grace for us.
但是我那天在分享这三点给我的同事的时候，我特别再加了最后一点，因为作为神的儿女，作为基督徒，当然我们可以教，我们可以学，我们可以解决问题，但是它真的很难很难，除非是。
So without sharing with my coworker, I added one very important part about God's grace.
我们可能听过别人说他们如何经历神的恩典，自己经历过吗？
We can hear tons of stories about how other people have experienced God, but can we really say that for ourselves?
事实上，我们生活当中有很多事情有它好的一面，但是实际上每一件事情也有它不是那么好的一面。
All things in life they have their good side, but they also have their not so good side.
我们想要学位，我们想要家庭，我们想要工作，我们想要房子、车子、儿女。
We want a family, we want a career, we want money, we want the good car.
我们有这些是好的，但是跟着来的也有需要去付出的那个层面。
These are good things, but there's also stuff we have to sacrifice for that.
这世上的人都会讲半杯水的哲学。
There's the half full cup philosophy.
我们要为有的这半。献上感恩
，and to say that oh you already have half full cup, might as well be thankful for it.
我觉得我们基督徒应该讲这杯水的哲学
，but I think as Christians we should adopt a full cup philosophy.
用 Father is enough for today. In the church at your home, you can be the ideas of God. As your days, so should it stress me. Sit down. Shed that idea. Sit down.
Certainly, God's grace is enough.
So you can down. Come down and answer this. We are praying to God with a cheap way. Like today, shed that idea.
So when we face difficulties and challenges, are we willing to experience God's grace?
Come, today you are going. The sheets you will be done.
When we experience more, our faith also grows.
So you now we can help that natural so now we see that
so when we face these challenges, we always have to remember that God allowed it. God always has a purpose behind it. And there's always His sufficient grace behind it as well.
So we don't have to major and we go face the challenges of the
so all of us when we're looking at our current or past problems, and are we willing to take into the real world?
To a point we don't know
that we already know. When we're meeting with people who aren't Christians, whether in the workplace, at home, or with friends, show them what it looks like to approach challenges as a Christian. And more importantly, to find the root of these problems and to use God's grace and power to solve them.
Thank you.